Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski introduced legislation today to overturn the Environmental Protection Agency's finding that greenhouse gases are a danger to public health. Her move was immediately condemned by conservationists, Democrats on the Senate Environment Committee, and the EPA itself. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Senator Murkowski has filed a rarely used resolution of disapproval to fight the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA says greenhouse gases are a health danger, so it can be regulated under the Clean Air Act. But Murkowski said Thursday on the Senate floor that the agency's finding will impose backdoor regulations.
It's not merely a finding. It's actually a floodgate. And under the guise of protecting the environment, it's set to unleash a wave of damaging new regulations that will wash over and further submerge our struggling economy.
Murkowski painted a scenario in which unrealistic pollution restrictions could affect power plants, large hotels, hospitals, mines, and fish processors.
Businesses will be forced to cut jobs, if not move outside our borders or close their doors for good, perhaps. Domestic energy production will be severely restricted, increasing our dependence on foreign suppliers and threatening our national security. Housing will become less affordable, consumer goods more expensive, as the impacts of the EPA's regulations are felt in the towns and the cities and on farms all across America.
The senator called the EPA's regulations a blunt tool that could hit Alaska especially hard.
The continued operation of existing businesses and future endeavors alike, including Alaska's three refineries that we have, the Trans-Alaska pipeline system, we call it TAPS, and the proposed Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline, will all be jeopardized.
But California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer says nonsense. She chairs the Environment Committee and says they've been assured the EPA won't shut down businesses across the country.
As a matter of fact, they've told us informally they're going after only the largest of the polluters, and they are not moving quickly. They're really now working on how the best way is to do their job.
Boxer says if Murkowski wants to make sure the EPA isn't overreaching, she could tailor her legislation to say so, rather than trying to completely reverse the agency.
She doesn't have an amendment or a resolution that says, let's make sure the EPA goes slowly on enforcing the Clean Air Act as it relates to carbon. If she did that, we have letters and documents from EPA saying they're not rushing at all. So no, I don't think that's the issue at all. I think it's a smokescreen.
A smokescreen, Boxer says, for big business trying to shirk cleaning up its act. Boxer says Murkowski's resolution disputes scientific conclusions that come from both the Obama and the conservative Bush administrations.
Today, an assault on the health of the American people was begun with the announcement that Senator Murkowski will try, for the first time in history, to overturn a scientific finding that clearly calls carbon pollution a danger to the health of our families.
Boxer led Democrats on the Environment Committee in a press conference Thursday. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin boiled down his take on Murkowski's resolution.
What side are you on? Are you on the side of those who are polluting our area that the science, best science tells us, is hurting the health of our children and the people of this nation? Are you on the side of the polluters? Or are you on the side of allowing us to do what's right to protect the health of the people of this nation?
Environmental groups kept up their fight against Murkowski, and EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson said in a statement that the resolution disregards the Supreme Court, rejects sound science, and wastes time. But Murkowski says she just wants Congress to take up climate change laws and come up with its own way to regulate emissions. She says that's not denying the science of climate change.
I'd also like to address a rather creative claim that has been made, that somehow I'm attempting to gut the Clean Air Act or subvert it into a Dirty Air Act. And I have to admit that when I first saw this, it actually made me laugh because it is so wildly inaccurate.
The resolution needs 51 votes to pass the Senate. Murkowski has 35 Republican co-sponsors and three Democrats on board: Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas, Louisiana's Mary Landrieu, and Nebraskan Ben Nelson. Alaska Senator Mark Begich says he hasn't yet decided whether to support the measure. Murkowski says she hopes to bring her resolution to a vote soon, but wouldn't be more specific. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.